What gives you confidence that Lane Taylor is up to the task here?
Just his work habits, the way he carries himself, the way he's carried himself since day one of getting here. I mean, his growth has been terrific. He's a very diligent guy, strong, powerful. He's got all the physical traits, but certainly, his ability to process things and to step in like he's had to do last year at different times, very, very confident in him.
I know that none of us saw Josh Sitton's release coming. I talked with the players, sure didn't seem like they did. Did you see it coming?
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes things happen, and certainly when they go through that process, things, went pretty quickly with this, obviously. But certainly it's a nice situation with him getting picked up. He was a very good football player here, as you know. But again, we moved on from that now and wish him the very best. And certainly I had an eight-year relationship with him, and I enjoyed it very much. And, it's time to move on. So that decision was made, and here we are. So excited about the opportunity for the next left guard and move on.
Did you have to settle your room down a little bit, though, just to, this happened?
No. There's a lot of maturity in that room. Just like anybody else, certainly when you lose a friend or somebody moves on at a different avenue, we've all had friends. Heck, I had to move from Idaho to Northern California. I miss my buddies too. But after a certain amount of time, things get back to normal and everything is fine. So,
Will more be demanded of guys like TJ who've been around the block to? I mean, I realize that JC and Lane aren't exactly rookies, but just some of that leadership and experience void?
No, I don't think so. And I think the reason why I can say that, I believe a couple of my last two times I was up here, I guess it'd be a month ago, I think I was asked about the leadership of that room, and that leadership comes in very different forms. So we have a lot of leaders in that room. It was never just one guy. It never has been just one guy. And so... Everyone needs to, be themselves, lead the way they are, and we go on. And so it's it never was about one guy. That room has never been that way.
Jim, doesn't the dynamic, though, in the room change a little bit when you lose, the most experienced guy you have who probably feels very willing to say whatever is on his mind? Does the dynamic kind of change in there and you have to seek someone else?
That is an excellent question, Tom. And I have a very easy answer to that. Coach McCarthy always stresses you coach the lowest guy in your room, and that not mean the least experienced all the way up to the most experienced. You coach at that level the whole way. Things take care of themselves. So that dynamic is not an issue for our room, not at all. But that's a good question, though. I can see why you'd ask that. But if you're trained that way and the players are trained that way, the transition and those type of things take care of themselves at a very simple pace.
Also in the sense that some of the younger guys might blossom a little bit because, they might feel like it's their responsibility now with Sitton gone to be more vocal in your room?
I think naturally when attrition, when things drop off and things escalate, sure. I mean, it gives other people more opportunities and growth and those type of things. And so I certainly would hope so. But again, that room is built on a lot of players that help each other, very unselfish. That room has been very good with that. They help each other all the way through, new people, older people, never really matter to that group. And I like it that way. So as far as someone stepping up or being the bell cow, again, we have a lot of them in there. You just don't see them, and quite frankly, some of them have not even started games before. There's a lot of leadership in there. It comes in many forms.
How's the chemistry there? I was going from Corey into Josh and David at one point to JC to Lane to David. How's the chemistry on that left side?
Good. You got to remember now, he's taken a lot of reps in the last couple of years in a backup role, and he has a lot of reps with David, a lot of reps with JC. That happened last year when Corey had some issues. JC's in. We rep them well, and they take the extra time and the extra film study to make sure that they're prepared on a mental aspect of it. And certainly, they have a lot of reps together, so that's not an issue whatsoever.
When you talk about a left tackle and a left guard learning to work together, what are the things specifically that they've got to find when it comes to that chemistry?
Just being on the same page with things, and again, and I'd probably be getting into scheme too much, which I will not do, but just being on the same page. I feel very confident both those guys are on the same page.
James, beyond being on the same page, though, Lane's been here a long time, but mm-hmm. he still hasn't had a ton of experience, whereas Josh, I mean, he missed, what, 2 games in the last 7 years? And there was probably not much that a team could do that he hadn't seen before. So how does Lane get there with, I know his practice reps are good and scout reps and stuff like that, but I mean, he just hasn't seen as much as Josh had seen forever.
Well, I disagree with that. He hasn't felt as much as Josh has felt. He's seen every rep that Josh has taken. He's seen every rep that every side has taken via film, via study. Watching him practice, watching the grades on the tapes, and we get the games and all that stuff. So he's seen all of that. Now, to go out there and feel it, and the snap and all that stuff, I would agree with you on that 100%. There's no question of that. But with that being said, you got to remember a couple things here. There's some outstanding football players that Lane and David have worked with together in this camp most recently and the last camp. There's a lot of good football players on this team. So those reps are at high speed. I mean, we train at a very high speed in practice. It's going pretty near 100 miles an hour, all but tackling. So, again, very confident that chemistry will be there. But, he has seen everything. He has definitely seen, he's been educated to seeing everything. These guys that are not playing, they're trained to be starters. And I've said it a lot of times here, and I truly believe it, and they believe it, that there's a job requirement for each 5 positions on that line. And when your time is up, you're required to fill that job requirement. There's a job requirement for left guard, the same as it is for right tackle. And whoever is fortunate enough and wins that spot to be in that position, they're expected to win. So we expect all 5 to win. And it's a tribute to Lane. He's worked very, very hard for this opportunity, and I'm expecting him to take full advantage of it.
What about from a personality perspective? He doesn't, he started a ridiculous number of games in college, even though he didn't get drafted. He just strikes you as somebody who, it's never necessarily too big for him. I know he didn't feel good about how he played New Orleans a couple of years ago when he had to go in, but does he have the right personality and temperament to have been thrown into this situation where a popular player is suddenly gone and he has to step in and fill that? Is his temperament and his personality a good fit for the situation he's finding himself in?
An excellent fit. Excellent fit. He's very, like you said, he's very even keeled, and you've interviewed him and seen him. He's very direct. You remember, he's very mature, and you're right, he played a ton at his college, and he's very mature person. He sees it, he gets it, he understands it. And so, I have all the confidence in the world in this kid. He's a good football player.
Is he going up against Malik Jackson? I guess. To give you a Jaguars question, what does obviously they pay that guy a lot of money? What have you seen from him?
What did you say?
Jackson, the guy that they signed.
Is he going to go against Lane?
Yeah, I guess what have you just seen from?
Oh, I'm sure he'll go against both of them. He'll get both guards. He plays their 3-tech, and he's a fine football player. He's a good player.
James, you say goodbye to a player that you've had for a long time. Your other players are here are clearly hurting. I mean, we saw him on Monday.
I'm sorry?
Your other players here are clearly hurting. We saw him on Monday, and you've got to still get him ready to play. Has this been a difficult week for you?
No. No. I mean, it's you just got to look at it this way. It's an opportunity for others. Like you asked me, you said, are you saying goodbye to a player? I mean, Josh will always be a special person in my heart. I had him for 8 years. Great relationship, heck of a football player. But certainly, though, this offensive line will be ready to go play Jacksonville. it will be ready.